Hello, we are Matthew and Ivan, and in the today's True Crime Podcast, we are going to talk about the case of Caroline Del Valle. Caroline was only 14 years old when she vanished in March of 2015, during a night out in Sabadell, Catalonia. That night, she told her mother she was going to sleep at a friend's house after going out with friends. However, instead of staying there, Caroline and her group joined together at a large informal party, or botellón, near a nightclub area called Zona Hermética. At around 5 a.m., a police operation caused chaos at the gathering. People ran in all directions. Eyewitnesses say that Caroline got separated from the group and disappeared in the confusion. Her friends were later seen at the train station, but Caroline never appeared. A last phone call was made from her device around 5:05 a.m., but no one answered. From that moment on, her mother, Isabel Movilla, began a desperate search that continues to this day. They reported Caroline missing, but was full of uncertainties and contradictions.
The police initially followed multiple lines of investigation,
but nothing conclusive was never found. In fact, authorities considered theories ranging from accidental death to homicide, and even human trafficking. An idea that Caroline's mother strongly believes. There were also inconsistencies in the testimonies from her friends, conflicting accounts of who was with her that night, and reports about a suspicious red car with a foreign license plate that appeared at the scene. Details that were not fully explored at first. One person who was with Caroline that night, a young friend called Justin, has been a focus of suspicion, although there is no definitive proof against him. Over the years, the case went cold. It was even temporarily archived due to the lack of evidence. New investigative teams later re-examined the facts, and modern techniques like geolocation analysis of her phone were explored. Her disappearance sparked public outrage, massive interest on social media, and even viral campaigns about her case, highlighting the lack of answer after nearly a decade. To this day, Caroline's whereabouts remain unknown. Her mother continues to demand justice and keep her memory alive, refusing to accept that the truth will never be uncovered.